Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome in there, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy Sports Daily to you. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here with you. Max Power back with us today. Glad to have Max back. He's taking your calls at 869-1240. For those of you listening to us on KFH, that's an easy way to get in touch with us. If you're watching us on our video streams on 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube X, you can leave video comments there and we can get those out over the air. Or if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, you can leave us voice messages, and we can get to those on the air as well. Thanks for being here with us as we get the full slate of baseball back, which means the Royals are back in action tonight for Jack Caglione's home opener. We still wait another day for the NBA Finals, and we'll continue to try to navigate and make sense of all these college athletic changes and dig into what might mean. Felix Johnson, our Chiefs insider, kind of turns into our NFL insider during the offseason, will also be a part of the program today. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, happy Tuesday. Good to have Royals baseball back tonight. Looking forward to the home debut for Jack Caglione. And, you know, I know we've got a lot to get into with that specifically and what the expectations are for him, and not to be overshadowed by the opponent, the Yankees coming to town. It's a premier opponent for the Royals and definitely a crucial series for them.
It is going to be a big week for the Royals, one way or the other. You know, we'll dig into this, but man, the Yankees are good. It's the excitement of the Cags debut, but you know, pretty soon here, Tommy, probably after this week or maybe even after this series, we're not really going to care about that anymore. And it's going to be more about, do the Royals win or lose games? Because there is there's quite a race going on right now in the American League. As we are at June 10th, we're more than a third of the way through the season. We're getting closer to halfway through the season. And there are some things that tell us that it is going to be difficult to reach the postseason this year. So we'll get into all of that throughout the show today. We'll also have your chances to win some prizes. We will continue our giveaway of rounds of golf at Crestview Country Club. Great supporters of this show. You will have a chance to get out there and play with a buddy, round for two and a cart included at Crestview on us. We'll give you the details on how you can enter that contest a little bit later. And then, of course, as always, how you can win some HTO iced tea as the weather is getting hotter. Never been a better time for iced tea. How's your Monday night? There was really nothing on. I threw on the Blue Jays game because my son's T-ball team is the Blue Jays. And so he was pretty fired up to see the Blue Jays. It was pretty bare bones last night. Max was watching hockey. I know that.
Yeah, the Braves were on, so I watched a little bit of that. Okay. They finally won. They had lost like 10 games in a row. It had not been good for them. So they finally won against the Brewers, which was good. And then we watched a brand new show on Apple TV. My wife and I did. Have you heard of Stick before? Came out on Apple TV. Owen Wilson is the lead character. And he plays a washed up golf professional who discovers a young kid that is a like prodigy at the game of golf, and so he tries to like take him under his wing. And so it's a comedy, pretty good. It kind of reminds me of like a Ted Lasso, you know, like a comedy, okay. a good guy, kind of like wholesome type comedy. But and I like Owen Wilson, and it's about golf.
Oh, yeah.
So I was a big fan of that.
All right. Well, I will have to look into that. We are looking for a show. Maybe that could be the show. Yeah. Is it critically acclaimed? Are we to that point yet? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't really care. I like it. That's really all that matters to me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, what? I don't know. Yeah. How would I even know something like that? It's like, do I hear people talking in the office about it?
For me, if it's a show that is not critically acclaimed, I'm probably going to like it. If like everybody hates it or thinks it's lame or stupid, I'll probably be a fan.
No, I don't know, but I don't know if I see like I use like the and I guess I'm not talking about the internet. I'm talking more about like is are people liking it? Because like that's how I kind of feel out engaged. But then at the same time, like a lot of people in the office are telling me about stupid reality dating shows. And I'm like, well, I know I'm not going to like that. But usually if it's a show, it's like, oh, that's how I found out about Severance. Like people were like, oh man, the Severance show, and I watched that. So I use that crowdsourcing a little bit. Otherwise, I wouldn't even know what's on TV.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Happy Gilmore movie coming out in July on Netflix?
I saw it a while ago, unless there's a new one, but I was confused. I thought it already came out. Is it going straight to streaming? It's not going to theaters?
No, it's going to Netflix in July. Okay. There's a new, like a full length trailer that came out, I think, last week. It looks pretty awesome. And you know what? It's Happy Gilmore. So like it's going to be there are going to be some, you know, stupid things in it for sure. It's Adam Sandler. But they're like Rory McIlroy's in it. Bryson DeChambeau's in it. Scotty Scheffler's in it. And then, of course, like the normal cast of characters from Happy Gilmore and Adam Sandler movies. So I think, you know, like there's a bunch of cameos in it. Should be pretty good.
Let me ask you this question. Because all those guys are in it, and of course they're in it because they love the movie and grew up with the movie just like we did. What do you think had the bigger impact on the popularity of golf, Happy Gilmore or Tiger Woods?
Probably Tiger Woods. I mean, for golf fans, definitely Tiger, because nobody had ever seen anything like that before. Happy Gilmore, don't get me wrong, for people our age, like as a comedy and as like a favorite movie, that ranks up at the top for a lot of people around our age. But as far as like an overall cultural impact on golf, absolutely Tiger Woods.
I think you're right, but I mean, I think it's close. I think Happy Gilmore, there was about a 5-6, I mean, even 10-year stretch probably, where if you were playing golf and you were under the age of, I don't know, 30 or 40, you were trying a Happy Gilmore shot. Like you wouldn't leave that course without giving it a run on the, you know,
don't you still do that? I mean, I feel like that's a normal part of your
routine. I haven't in a while, cause I'm afraid I would pull a muscle. But yeah, I mean, that was the way to go. That was what you did. You know, speaking of golf, you know, in Crestview, we appreciate Crestview. I'm going to head out there to try to squeeze in 6 or 7 holes today. You know, I probably need to bring an extra pair of pants.
Why?
In case I get a hole in one.
Ah, that's a good dad joke. Max was not ready for the rim shot there.
Yeah, I was inspired by Jason, who left us a message, and he said his computer was freezing cold this morning, and he realized it's because he left the windows open.
Ah,
get it? Windows like Windows, yeah, like Windows 11, the operating system.
Yeah, Windows 11.
Yeah, that was or 10. Yeah, doesn't matter.
That was a good. Yeah. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate that. Appreciate the participation there on that. All right. When we come back, what do you guys think? Because that just popped into my head as Tommy brought up Happy Gilmore, because I think Tiger Woods is as impactful an athlete as ever been. What do you think had a bigger impact, Tiger Woods or the Happy Gilmore movie on the game of golf? Let us know. You can leave us video comments. You can call us. You can do whatever you want. But I'm curious to hear what people think. Maybe I'll put a poll up on that during the break here to get a gauge of things. But when we come back, we'll be talking baseball because the Royals are back in action tonight against the Yankees, the hated Yankees. You love to hate the Yankees, and you get it back. It's the Cags' home debut. That ballpark's going to be electric tonight. You know it will be. And it's going to be good listening. It's going to be good watching. We can't wait for it. We'll preview that series next. It's Sports Daily on a Tuesday. Don't go away.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. In the spirit of our Crestview giveaway, which we will give you the details on later in the show, we have a golf question for you. What had the bigger impact on the game of golf, Tiger Woods or Happy Gilmore? Dad says, I don't think two things have happened as simultaneously as these two for growing a sport. I probably agree with that. Early voting so far, Tiger Woods has a lead, but we are just getting out of the gates with that poll. I have that poll up on my Twitter, which is at KWCH Jacob. We'll get that retweeted out to the KFH page shortly. But that's it. Look, I think it's an interesting question. I think both things inspired different people to give it a try. I think here's what I think both of them did such a big thing for is introducing golf to a different population. You know, Happy Gilmore introduced golf to people who were probably like, golf, that's boring, whatever, whatever. And of course, Tiger Woods introduced it to an entirely different type of person all across the world. It's interesting. And they did kind of come up at the same time. I think Happy Gilmore was probably first, right? Maybe.
Yeah. Happy Gilmore, I think, came out in 96 and Tiger really made his really jumped on in 97 was kind of when that's when he won the Masters and really took things over.
Yeah. So that question's up for you. We'll check in on that throughout the show here. You can participate with it. Look, we're having discussions like that because it is that time of year where things really kind of just go into cruise control for a little while.
What was it for you? Was it Happy Gilmore or was it Tiger Woods?
Happy Gilmore, probably. Happy Gilmore. I think Tiger transformed the game, but I don't know. Man, and it's probably just because, you know, I wasn't a young kid, a minority who had never really thought about golf before, which I think Tiger Woods really opened the door to an entirely new population. I was a kid who kind of felt the way Happy Gilmore represented about golf. Like I knew how to go play in like a par three or like just a real laid back atmosphere. And it always did feel a little bit unattainable. And I think both of those gaps were bridged a little bit by both that movie and Tiger Woods. I really do. Like, it was like, oh, you know what? This is fun. And then, you know, the crowds that he would draw and bring into it. But man, Tiger Woods, like everybody was interested in what Tiger Woods was doing. Everybody, like there are so many people that never would have picked up a golf club if it wasn't for Tiger Woods.
I'm one of them. I mean, for me, it was Tiger. It wasn't Happy Gilmore, and it's a great movie. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love it, but it was Tiger. Nobody in my family played golf, really. I remember going out to the backyard. I had like range balls and a baseball bat, and I was pretending to hit golf balls because of Tiger. Like, it was cool. It was what like people were talking about at school around the lockers. They were talking about Tiger Woods in 1997, 1998. So for me, it was all because of Tiger and Nike and just the whole like branding marketing thing around him. For me, that's what did it.
Yeah, it makes sense because it was that way. And then you had the video game, right? I think was pretty impactful for people. But yeah, it's an interesting one. I think they did different things for the game. I think Happy Gilmore loosened it up a little bit. Like, hey, like, you know, because Tiger Woods didn't loosen it up at all. Like, Tiger Woods is very serious about golf. Tiger Woods is more like Shooter McGavin, of course, than Happy Gilmore. Like, John Daly is Happy Gilmore. John Daly is Happy Gilmore. Like, that's why he's so popular. Like, this naturally gifted athlete who can hit it a mile, who does not seem to take it very seriously. Like, that's John Daly. That's not Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is very much Shooter McGavin. So I think it like in different ways they impacted it. Happy Gilmore, I just related with that attitude towards it. It was fun.
By the way, Shooter McGavin is in the new Happy Gilmore movie. He's making
follow him on social media.
I do, yeah.
He is, man, I really do. Just I appreciate the smart asses.
I love the actor, by the way. I love the actor, Christopher McDonald. He's a great actor. Yeah. I don't know. This is a really obscure movie, and I don't know if you ever watched it when you were a kid, but the movie remake of Leave It to Beaver, did you ever watch that? And Christopher McDonald plays the dad. And I watched that. I had the VHS version of that. I wore that tape out watching that when I was a kid. And he played the dad in the movie remake of Leave It to Beaver. Of course, it was Shooter McGavin. I mean, he's done a bunch of different things, but I love that actor.
So here's my question about that actor, that social media page. Is that the actor running that page?
No, I think it's a X account that somebody else runs. Yeah, he the actor himself doesn't. I don't believe he runs that page.
I don't know. I see, like, it'll post pictures of him at like events and stuff. So I don't know. Like, either way, it's a funny account because he's a smart aleck. There are those accounts out there that are strictly just for, and I appreciate that. Like, Pat, have you followed Pat Sajak? Like, Pat Sajak is a total smartass on X. Or was. I don't know if he still is on there or not.
Just a quick Google search says that he does not personally run the official Shooter McGavin account. He's got his own personal account, his own content, but that character's X account is not ran by him.
Well, that's good. That's good. Interesting. But he's, you know, the movie's out. I can't wait to see the movie. I mean, it's probably those sorts of follow-up movies don't typically go very well. Maybe this one will. I doubt it, but it'll be fine, right? Like, do we care if it's really that good of a movie?
No, it's the nostalgia. That's the important thing. Like, it could be not good at all, and I don't know if I would particularly care.
Yeah, I don't think I will either. I don't think I'll care. But you can vote on the poll. Bigger impact on the sport of golf, Happy Gilmore or Tiger Woods?
A better poll Tiger would Woods. Have been better movie, Caddyshack or Happy Gilmore.
That's a good poll. That's a good question.
That is
right
a
there.
Good poll. Yeah, that's a good poll. Caddyshack was a great movie. I love that movie. It was a generation earlier, yeah. I think, at least one.
That's a generational question because they're both great movies, and I love both of them. You know, as much as I like Caddyshack a lot, I'm a little young for Caddyshack. So I would probably go Happy Gilmore over Caddyshack, but I completely appreciate what Caddyshack is.
Yeah. I didn't get to Caddyshack until later. Happy Gilmore was a cultural phenomenon for my generation. It's a little bit different, I think, and harder to track probably. But you know, it's an interesting question. I think Caddyshack probably deserves a seat at that table. I assume it does. I don't know. I mean, you tell us, Max, did it have like, was every kid that you knew obsessed with that movie?
Yes. Not just because of Rodney, Lacey Underalls.
It's stacked, right? Like, it's a stacked cast from Rodney Dangerfield and Chevy Chase and Bill Murray, and I mean, it's a loaded cast. It's just a great movie.
It's a more loaded cast than Happy Gilmore.
I think the difference is, like, for like our generation, Happy Gilmore is, like you mentioned, a cultural phenomenon and all of that. Caddyshack, I think you can appreciate as just really like a really good movie. Like, it's funny, it's smart, it's like all Happy Gilmore is dumb Adam Sandler, right? Like,
yes.
That, and Caddyshack is, you're talking like a little bit more almost intellectual with like Chevy Chase in there and all of that. But you've got
Schmales. Don't forget Judge Schmales.
Absolutely.
Set what young was his people name? To the gas chamber.
What was Didn't his name? Ted,
to. Ted, Ted Knight.
Ted Knight played Judge Schmales. Yeah. That's, I mean, it's a great movie.
I got to go back. I haven't watched that movie in years and years.
Now, Caddyshack 2, on the other hand, is a disaster.
That's
a flat out. You want to talk about remakes? That's a horrible movie.
That's like
the remakes don't normally go well. Dumb and Dumber is my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, the remake was awful.
I don't know that I ever even watched the fake remake or the fake second one.
Yeah, that
they didn't
I
have
did.
The right actors.
I did. Well, I remember watching that. That was bad.
But then they did bring back the actors remake it. It doesn't work.
It wasn't like, good.
I those kinds of movies, like, they wouldn't even work. If that movie Dumb and Dumber as it stands came out today, it wouldn't be popular. Yet it was, to me, the greatest movie of all time. And, like, you know, Happy Gilmore, if it came out now, like, you just can't ever replicate what you had. So this one, I will make this guess as far as those sorts of things. The Hangover 2 is another example of where it just doesn't work. The Hangover 3 wasn't that bad. But, like, I think Happy Gilmore 2 will be better than those. I do.
I would agree.
I think it'll be better than most of these remakes. It's not going to be like great. It won't be that good. It won't be as good as the original. It won't even be close. But I'll bet it's better than a lot of these, which are total whiffs.
As long as you
know,
it
doesn't feel forced.
Right. As long as you know what you're watching before you start watching it. Like, it's the nostalgia of it. It's the following up of these characters. You're not going to, I'm not going to go into watching Happy Gilmore 2 and think like, oh, this is going to be an amazing piece of cinema. Right. Like, that's not why you're watching it. I will tell you that I'm pretty excited about Julie Bowen being back in the movie, you know, Happy Gilmore's love interest. And she played the mom in Modern Family. And she's back. She's beautiful. I'm just going to say that. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I'm glad that she's back.
It took me a long time to even piece that together. I don't know why, because yeah. I love that movie. My favorite shows ever. But I guess because there was such a gap there. She's back, of course. Chubbs is no longer with us.
Right, but there's a Chubbs, I believe it's Chubbs' son, I think, is in it, at least from the trailer I watched.
Isn't Tiger Woods in the movie somehow?
I don't know. I don't think he was in the trailer. Okay. Ben Stiller is back in the movie, which is great and fantastic because he was in the original. Remember, he plays the nursing home guy.
Right.
The grandma goes and like stays
like,
in.
What has been
so so he's
God, was...
he's back in the movie doing something. I mean, he was in the trailer, so
he's yeah. excellent in that movie. I forgot about him being in there. Man, he was really good. Yeah. Is the big guy, you know, Play It Where It Lies shooter? Is he in there?
I don't know. I know that there's a heckler character, and I'm not gonna ruin who the heckler character is. You'll have to go watch the trailer, and it's like a split second in the trailer, and I had to go back and watch it again. I'm like, is that who I thought it was? And sure enough, it was. So you'll have to go watch the trailer. The guy that plays the heckler. Yeah.
I know I saw it, but I got to watch it again. I got confused. I thought the movie had already been released and was just getting to streaming.
No.
I'm like, man, how did I miss that? Straight to streaming. I wonder why they didn't put that one in theater.
Comes out July, mid-July, I believe.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, it's July. I did see that yesterday, but I thought that was the release to streaming, and it had already been out, and maybe I missed it.
Jason leaves another comment. He's correct. Travis Kelce's in the movie too, so he's in the trailer. So you see, Travis Kelce in the trailer.
Of course he is. It's going to be great. I can't wait for it. Maybe we all just have such low expectations that we'll enjoy it no matter what it is, but.
But if you like golf shows, I'm kind of going back to the very beginning. Check out Stick on Apple TV.
I need to.
It's Owen Wilson. It's really good.
I'm gonna forget that. You'll have to text me later. I'll definitely forget that that's a thing. As we're looking for it, I'm trying to make it through my Cheers watch through. I've been derailed from that the last few days, but that's gonna take a long time. So I think I can mix in another show. Is Stick something my wife would like?
My wife and I watched it last night. If you, I'm sure you guys are a Ted Lasso family.
My wife can be very stubborn, and I have told her about 8 billion times that she would love Ted Lasso, because who wouldn't love Ted Lasso? She won't watch it.
Really?
She's just like, man. And I'm like, seriously, like, I'm not kidding. Like, literally everybody loves this movie for the right reason. Like, everybody's correct. It's great. You'll love it. And it's just like, yeah. Drives me insane.
Give this one a try. It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And if she likes this one, maybe I can get her to watch it. I still haven't watched the third season of Ted Lasso, by the way. Mm. Aren't they doing a fourth too?
They are.
I never got around to it, and I need to do that also. That's what I should be watching. I need to do. Is the third season good?
It's great. In fact, like, okay. I felt like the series ended just the way that it should, where you didn't necessarily need a fourth season. It all kind of got wrapped up nicely, and then all of a sudden they announced there's a fourth, and I'm like, okay. I mean, like, I'm not complaining, because it's a great show, but yeah. I thought they had wrapped up the show pretty nicely after three.
Yeah, I remember the end of the second season. I definitely wanted to see what happened. I'll have to try to.
If you want to know, I'm looking up. You know, you mentioned like critically acclaimed, you know, type shows. So Stick has an 80% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So I kind of
is that by the people or by the critics?
That's by the critics.
What do the people say?
I don't.
Usually, I usually agree with the people.
You don't agree with the critics?
Not usually. No. Listen. Sometimes I do. Like, I don't mind paying attention to it. But if I ever watch another Oscar movie,
okay. So 80% for both. 80% by the critics. 80% by the public.
It'll be a cold day, and you know what, before I watch another Oscar movie because it's critically acclaimed. I am still so angry that it was right after COVID, I think, and we hadn't been to a movie in forever, and we had young kids, and we finally figured out, I don't even remember how we did it. It's like, we're going to go see a movie. Somebody was like, oh, you got to see this Oscar, nominated for an Oscar. It was something, licorice something. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Licorice and I was so pizza. Mad, and I'm still so
licorice
mad.
What?
Licorice pizza. It used to be a record store.
Horrible.
Oh, I've never
horrible
seen
horrible movie. No offense to anybody involved with the making of that film, but what a horrible waste of time and money. And I was so angry. And I can't remember the last time where it wasn't like, you know, a major blockbuster that happens to get nominated for like sound effects that I've liked any of those damn movies. Like, no, I want to know what the people think, not what the critics think.
You're a man of the people. So it makes sense.
That's it. Maybe I'm too simple minded to understand why these are good movies. I ever tell you about film class in college?
No,
I've got pent up energy about this. So I have to take I'm a mass communications major. One of the classes in there, I don't even remember if this was required or if it was an elective or what. It was film, something about film. I don't even remember what it was called. But I get in there, and everyone's, you know, film snobs is like, you know, do you watch a movie or do you watch a film? I watch a movie, right? I'm team movie. And so everyone's going around the room and they're like, oh, and then what, you know, what's your favorite? And everyone's naming all these movies. And I'm like, oh, Dumb and Dumber. And everyone laughs. Like, yeah, that's a bad movie. That can't be your favorite movie. And I was like, who the hell are you to tell me what my favorite movie is? I think it's my favorite movie. What's wrong with that? And so we go around there and we used to have to sit and watch these dumb movies in that class. There and I took around the room.
I took a history of the cinema class in college as well. There were some good, like, I actually really like Citizen Kane. Genuinely,
I'm sure we didn't watch Citizen Kane. I don't know the names of these movies we watched. It was probably that year's like Oscar noms or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like, these are so boring.
And I don't get me wrong, I love Dumb and Dumber also, but there's a difference between it being your favorite movie and the greatest movie of all time.
I didn't say it was the greatest movie.
You said it was my favorite movie. You said you think the greatest movie is Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, what do I think? Right. What do I think it is?
Because so I love said, Dumb and like, Dumber. It's not the greatest movie of all time.
It's my favorite movie. Sure, to me, totally it's fine. The greatest movie because it's my favorite movie. And like you can't, like, that's not allowed. You can't think that. And I'm like, God, you're so, like, I can promise you more people agree with me than whatever dumb movie that nobody's ever seen before that you're talking about. So I don't need all of that. I just want to go be entertained. Like, I want Top Gun. I want Star Wars. I want, you know, I don't mind a good superhero movie every once in a while. We will have Felix Johnson in the next hour. He will join the show as he does on Tuesdays this time of year. He's our Chiefs insider. We kind of turn him into our NFL insider because honestly, like the Chiefs, we were talking about this yesterday with Rachel Hallam in the office. It's just like it's a weird June for the Chiefs. We don't have anything happening with them that we're even really wondering about. I mean, we all need to see how left tackle plays out, but that's kind of it right now. Like, they brought everything back. Everything's kind of repeating from a year ago. That we think they'll come into the year and be healthy. And then we're just like, we're just kind of waiting. They're going through the motions. That's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing for the Chiefs. It's not necessarily a good thing for us, I suppose, but it's a good thing for them.
Oh, I love it. I love the fact that, I mean, we've had dramatic off seasons, I think, for the last couple of years where there's been a lot that's happened. And really, that's not the case right now. I mean, you go back a couple of years ago and you've got the Chris Jones holdout, and that went through the entire off season. And then you've had Rashee Rice's drama and issues last off season. There have been other things that have happened too. But it's nice to kind of have things just be quiet, you know, and not a lot of drama. And, you know, you get ready for training camp and you get ready for preseason and all of that. You don't have to worry about a whole lot of drama, which is good.
And, you know, Trey Smith is probably not going to be at OTAs, but it doesn't sound like there's any reason that should be concerning. Very different. Trey Smith has not had that first big contract yet, but on the tag, he's going to make more money this individual season probably than he would with a long-term deal anyway. So I think it's more about just like, technically speaking, guys don't like to go play on a tag because there is injury risk, right? And so, and I get it. I don't think they should either, to be perfectly honest with you. you have to only do what's required because your injury risk is too high. Like you can't, it's too big a risk to take. So I don't think there's any expectation for animosity with that. We'll see it get done. I mean, we can ponder whether or not we think they'll sign him long-term over time. I don't think we know the answer to that question yet. I don't think, you know, they're apparently working on a deal. I think the deadline on that is mid-July sometime. I don't think they're going to do one. I don't know why the Chiefs would do a deal long term. Now they need to get through this season for me and like evaluate what is the priority. Is it him? Is it Karloftis? Is it McDuffie? Maybe it's two of those three. I'm not sure it can be two of those three, but we'll keep an eye on that. We'll talk to Felix about that in the next hour as we talk a little football. Right now, let's talk some baseball, Tommy. The Royals, they get back at it here. We know it's the Yankees. We do have like pitcher line matchups outlined in this. It's, of course, the Cags debut, which once that is behind us, I do think that will settle in and become less of a thing. But it will be a big thing tonight. And tonight, it's Max Fried and Noah Cameron, which should be electric, right? It looks like from what we saw yesterday, Fried is moving up because I believe when I last checked, Fried was supposed to be the Tuesday or the Wednesday starter. Now he's starting tonight, I believe. But they do miss Rodon, which is good for the Royals, and the Royals get their best three pitchers at the moment going in this series. Let's go! Like I am fired up for this series. It should be awesome.
Yeah, you're probably, I mean, I'm trying to think of other lefties in the American League. I think that between these two teams, you've got the three best left-handed pitchers in the American League going at it in two different nights. You've got Fried and Cameron tonight, and then Chris Bubich on the bump tomorrow for the Royals. I mean, are there any better lefties in the American League?
I mean, Reagan's, if he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right. That's what's interesting is we're not talking about him in that conversation. I don't think anybody was seeing that coming before this season started. No, I don't know. Not off the top of my head. I can't think of it.
I mean, I guess Tarek Skubal is a lefty. So, I mean,
he's a lefty. Yeah.
So he's going to be up there too. But you're talking about some of the best lefties in the American League going at it. Number one tonight and then Bubich tomorrow night. This is, you know, every matchup has been a major test for Noah Cameron. But especially tonight when you're going up against a guy who is, you know, right now probably the front runner for the AL Cy Young in Max Fried, that ERA under two, bunch of strikeouts, an 8-1 record for a team that is 15 games over 500. I mean, he's the front runner right now for the Cy Young. And then you've got Cameron, who has jumped in and has had as good of a start as we've seen ever in Major League Baseball through his first six starts. So you have to go all the way back to the 1800s to find a guy that has got off to the kind of start pitching that Noah Cameron has. It's a huge test tonight in a Tuesday night game at Kauffman Stadium. I would imagine that for the rookie, the nerves are going to be, they're going to be big. I mean, things are going to be flowing when you know who you're going up against for the Yankees.
I mean, you think they would be, but that moment hasn't captured him yet. Like it's almost the most impressive thing about his start to this year is it's just none of this seems that big a deal for him. Boy, I wish I had a crystal ball on Noah Cameron. I'll tell you that. Like, I wish that I could know what he's going to be. Right now, the Royals can just enjoy it. Right now, you're really, really, really happy that he's there doing it. Because we were real close to this, you know, being a lot of questions in the rotation with Lorenzen struggling a little bit, and he was much better in his last start. Hopefully that continues. But if Reagans is injured or just coming back down to earth, maybe I think it's probably more injury related. They would have had some issues here, and it's what we talked about before the season. Like, what are the chances that last year can be duplicated? And I've always thought it was low because the last year was, I mean, it was, you're fortunate when you have a year in the rotation go the way that they had it go last year. And we're seeing it unravel a little bit, relative terms, right? Like, they still have a great rotation, but not like it was last year. And I don't think they can afford to lean on it like they did last year. It's going to have to mean, it means the offense has got to be better. It means the bullpen's got to be better too. And right now the bullpen's been banged up. So they're going to have to get through it. The good news is the offense is picking it up a little bit, at least for a week. Best week they've had all season last week. Cags is at home now, and maybe we'll see that continue. Vinny Pasquantino yesterday just won the American League Player of the Week nod. He has been absolutely on fire lately. He did this last year too, Tom. It just took him longer to get there. Maybe he's just a streaky player, but you know, they don't need those streaks. They can't afford those streaks to last as long as they did to open the season for him. But you want to talk about getting things turned around in a hurry. He's been out of his mind lately, and they'll need him to be out of his mind, I assume, again in this series.
100%. I hope that he is given some support around him in the lineup because he's been incredibly productive, but they need base runners. You know, they need guys on base for him to be able to drive in and all of that. So, you know, I do think that's extremely important in this series. You're taking on a team that, you know, they can score runs and they can limit you in you scoring runs. And so you've got to take advantage of the opportunities. The one thing about the Royals that I will say is that even though the offense, we've seen them come alive more often than not over the last week or so, they still have had issues in getting runners across when they're in scoring position. They've not been able to fully capitalize on that as much as we would like. You go back to the first two games of the White Sox series where they weren't able to get a bunch of runs across. They squandered multiple opportunities. So you can't do that against a team like the Yankees when you've got runners in position to get runs on the board. You've got to be able to capitalize and drive them in. And even though I think there are some encouraging signs to the offense, even though you've got individual players like Vinny Pasquantino and others that are delivering and have absolutely turned things around, you cannot squander opportunities against a really good team like the Yankees. You've got to be able to capitalize and drive those runners in.
And of course, there's the revenge factor in this series, too. We haven't even talked about from a year ago. Yankees knock out the Royals in the postseason. That was a series you felt like the Royals could win. Absolutely. And they didn't get it done. And the Yankees go on to play in the World Series. But like that, I'm curious to see how that sticks for some of these guys, because the Royals basically have everybody back from that team. Like, is that motivation? Is that added motivation for this group? How do they use that? How do they wear that? How do they embrace that as they come home? Like, they should be frothing at the mouth for this series. Like, forget these guys. This is who knocked us out a year ago. Let's go take it out on them.
It wasn't just that they got knocked out. If you remember, it wasn't just that they got knocked out. It was that it was a tense series. Like the two teams didn't get along.
High drama.
Like there was, you know, it got kind of, you know, chippy at times between those two teams in the ALCS last season. So they shouldn't like the Yankees. The Yankees shouldn't like them. I think people forget because there are so many other major premier rivalries in Major League Baseball that, you know, this one gets overshadowed. Yankees Royals, it's got a long history going back 40 plus years with these two teams not liking each other, not getting along. I mean, even things like George Brett's pine tar incident, like that was the Yankees. Like there's history between these two teams that goes back a long time before any of these players on either one of these teams were even born. There's drama between these two organizations.
And it'll be, I hope that energy is captured tonight. I think it will be. I think it will be all week, quite frankly. This is an opportunity for the Royals. It's an opportunity for them to sort of right the ship of their season, which has been in very, you know, very choppy waters here over about the last calendar month. I just saw this. It's since May 9th. Yeah. Since May 9th, the Royals are 10-16. So we're looking at in a month, over the last month, they've gone 10-16. So now's the time, right? If this is, and look, I still think there's a chance this can be a streaky team. We just haven't seen enough of, like, we saw the one real scorching hot streak. It feels like they're primed for another one. And I think the way that we saw the offense play last week, the majority of the time, would lend itself to that. They got to be able to pitch better than they've pitched, though, and it'll have to start. And you're asking a lot of Noah Cameron. Like if we feel like a lot's been asked of Noah Cameron so far, for him to be the stabilizer, think about that for a second. Right now, if I had to say, give me two starters you want to go back-to-back days against one of baseball's best teams for the Royals, be Noah Cameron and Chris Bubich.
Totally, 100%.
What if I'd have told you that on March 10th? You just said I'm a lunatic.
Yeah, I do like the fact that that third game is Seth Lugo. I mean, if you're going to pick three guys to have a three-game set against one of baseball's best teams, at this point, you'd probably go Cameron, Bubich, and Lugo would be the three. And on that note, what's an appropriate expectation in this three-game set? Is it two or three?
I think when you're at home and you're the Royals and you're a playoff team, you should expect to win every series at home. Like, you should expect to win every series at home. Do they need to sweep them? Be great. No, but they need to expect to win the series. The Royals are still, I know they haven't been playing well, but there's, to me, on paper, there's still a roster that needs to be a playoff team. Like, if they, for whatever reason, and we haven't, and we'll get into this in the next hour, just how insane the American League is this year. But man, if they don't make the playoffs, it will, to me, it will be wildly disappointing. Wildly disappointing. Considering what they've put together, how aggressive they were at the deadline last year, what they did in the offseason, like, I think it would be a huge disappointment if this team doesn't reach the postseason. So when they're playing at home, I expect them to win every series they play at home. Right? I mean, is that unreasonable?
No, I mean, you just know who they're playing. I mean, you're playing a team that's 15 games over 500 with some of the best pitching in the league.
But you're playing them at home.
I know.
Right?
If we look
at the end of the season, like, you've got to win these series. We'll get into that. We'll get into this American League. This American League is nuts. Folks, nuts. We'll do that when we return on Sports Day.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.